So, I mean, I think you've started at a good place. I mean, the Conservatives have been in power for 6 years. In the previous four-year term, Ontario Liberals built 22 new schools. I haven't gotten an accurate number on the number that have been built by Conservatives in the past 6 years, but I know it's a heck of a lot lower than that. And certainly credit to somebody who's trying to be vocal in advocating for investment needed in the community. But if we're looking at a track record that spans 6 years, I don't think enough has been done by the past MPP and Conservative government to ensure that we have had those investments in our education system that are needed. We had a big education canvas yesterday, actually. We had dozens of educators from across the riding and actually across the GTA come out. So this is actually a very timely question. We were speaking yesterday about some of the challenges they face. You know, there's a $17 billion backlog for repairs in our schools. Educators are being asked to do more with less. You have classes from K all the way up to 12, with 29 to 33 students being managed by one educator who's often paying for supplies out of pocket. You know, I'm hearing stories of paying for printer paper, of paying for pencils, of paying for binders for the kids. Our education system is teetering, and it's educators right now that are propping it up. And they're not able to continue to do that indefinitely. And I think it's essential we make those investments now. So we look at the Ontario Liberal plan. Absolutely, we'd be looking at clearing that repair backlog. I mean, $17 billion that's been allowed to accumulate over the term of the Conservatives being in power is insane. We'd also be looking to recruit and retain more educators. There's a bit of a misconception that there is a shortage of teachers in the province. I would actually say that there is a large number of credentialed educators. The problem is they're not able to work in the environment that's been created for them by the Doug Ford Conservatives. Again, we mentioned the classrooms in state of disrepair, the large class sizes, the supplies that are there. So we have a plan that focuses on ensuring that educators have the investment they need to take care of their classrooms and their kids, and also the supports they need to take care of themselves, because we're relying on them to raise the next generation of leaders. And I feel like I got a world-class public education here in Ontario, here in Milton. You know, went to Martin Street, WI, and Milton District, and loved every minute of my education. And I think it's essential that before things tip in the wrong direction, we make investment and move supports in place to ensure that the kids growing up today get to benefit from that same level of education that I did.